Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Unless you feel too comfortable in your own Earth home, don't, because this show is on the move. If there was ever a time to upgrade your home security system, it's now. Tickets are on sale for the Magic Tavern 10-year tour. A 10-year tour. Somerville, Massachusetts, and New York City in July. Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia in August. Charlotte, North Carolina, and Richmond, Virginia in September. And let's all put aside October to heal and forgive. Links for tickets and info are in the show notes. Now sit back, relax as much as you can, and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and several months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the magical land of Foon. And we've been traveling. I don't really know where we're going, honestly. Look, listener, I hate to admit this. We have no direction. We currently have no direction. So we just, when we have no direction, we stop in the closest tavern. And I love to check in with my co-host, my cousin, my good bud, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Aw, yeah, baby.
How you doing, bud?
Doing pretty good. This is a weird tavern. This is a weird pub.
It is weird, even for magical world standards.
Yeah, it's the Dumb Pig. I mean, I guess we should have known from the sign, but everyone here is just staring at us slack-jawed.
Yeah, but I just, there seems something so charming and ironic about the name, the Dumb Pig.
Yeah, and the drinks are served in troughs, so that's kind of fun, kind of novel. Yeah,
love that. In fact, the only thing is, I have to move my head away from the mic to take a drink, like it's more of an active choice, so I'm going to take a quick drink. Delicious.
Oh, yeah. Let me get in there. Oh, kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of your backwash, but that's fine to be expected.
Yeah, that's true. We're sharing a trough.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a couple apples bobbing in our drink.
Mm-hmm. This one's called the Trough Titty.
Hmm. Any follow-up information about that?
Not for me. I gave the title.
Okay, fair enough. I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The Elves know me as Fiangark, the Dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stanges, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar and Arnold. Know this. When you have lost your direction, all you need do is turn to your true north, Usidor, and I shall put you back upon the path that shall set you straight. I have found our next purpose.
Oh, really? Well, that's very exciting, because it's been, you know, ever since we escaped the Topless Tower and we dealt with the animal war,
right.
It feels like there's problems, but we're kind of directionless.
Well, I would disagree, because I think we have one direction. That's the story of my life. Okay. And I'm going to tell you this. Well, it's like I'm working on it. I don't know exactly where we're going yet, but I've got this. I cast a compass spell, literally to give us a direction. And that compass is going to point us towards not the direction of north, but our true north. Whatever we need next, a powerful weapon to help us defeat all the wizards.
Eustor, did you get some of this trough drink?
Oh, I got my own. I got a trophy wife.
Ooh, any follow-up to that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's just the vibe of the dumb pig, you know? There's just no follow-ups.
Ooh, Arnie, Eustor and I have been working on something. I lost my shape-shifting abilities?
Yeah, I do. I'm so sorry. Are you doing okay, bud?
I think so. I feel like that was somewhat recently, right? In the last 2 years, at least. Eustor and I have been working on something that's just as good. We call it quick change. Okay, so Eustor is going to put this sheet in front of me. Okay.
Gives
it a little bit of a wiggle, and then he drops the sheet, and... Eustor, can you zip me up in the back?
Yeah. Just, there you go.
And look, Arnie, I'm a pig. Wink, wink.
Huh. Wow. So you went behind a sheet, and you put on a pig costume.
Well, I first suggested a series of hats, that maybe he just swaps hats a lot, and they're sort of like different, they sort of inspire different characters or something. Yeah. But he didn't go for that. He wanted the full, like, animal, you know, changing ability. But I think Chunt the pig looks great, don't you, Arnie?
Well, I will say this, Chunt has been through a lot. I fully support you, and I think this is great, but I will say, because I have space to do this, Eustor, your part of the trick was fucking terrible.
What?
Just terrible. You're a wizard. You have magic.
What do you want me to do? Just use magic all the time?
You didn't get the zipper up very good. You had so much zipper problems.
Yeah, you caught a lot of skin in it. I didn't want to say.
Oof. I am sorry, but I can't use magic to fix everything. What if Mr. Tate needs a new ad campaign? Am I just supposed to use magic?
Eustor, you're hundreds of years older than me, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did you say Mr. Taint?
Never mind. Leave me alone.
Speaking of which, Chun, I know you have this zipper problem. How is Mr. Taint doing?
You mean my Mr. Taint?
Yeah, just with the zipper. I just didn't know.
Doing pretty good. Solid,
okay,
I guess. Yeah.
Okay, good. Just like to check. Just want to check in.
Don't want to be rude.
Yes.
How's your Mr. Taint?
It's always bad.
Dr. Taint, as you sometimes call it.
Dr. Taint. Yes. Not good. Not good. Not worth talking about.
Oh. Any follow-up?
No follow-up. No.
Yeah.
No follow-up.
See?
You know, maybe we should just have a guest. Like, this is classic. How little direction we have. I didn't even get us a guest this week.
I could ask one of these pigs.
Call.
Oh.
Oh, hello, gentlemen.
Oh,
and
hello.
Badger.
Hello, please Enchanté. Come join us.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Let me put down my drink here. I got another trough drink. I got the Atrophity of War.
Oh.
Any follow-up on that?
I probably better not.
Just seems like you're a serious drinker.
It's one of the more expensive items on the menu.
Sure.
But it goes down easy.
So you're making buku bucks as a mail delivery person?
Well, I gotta be honest with you, I haven't been exactly... I'd say I'd kind of fallen down on the job, and I'm trying to... You know, I have no magical abilities, and I'm competing with many that do, and not to mention, if I can be so forward with you that I've just met...
Sure, please.
I was born with an ability, or curse, where I fall asleep for years at a time, and I wake up, and I haven't aged at all... But I have a lot of undelivered mail as a result. So,
the not aging part is nice, though, don't you think?
It's a blessing and a curse. There's a lot of ageism in this community, if you believe it. If you don't look very old, they don't think you know anything.
Oh, sure.
And if you're really old and you don't use magic all the time, then perhaps someone thinks you're not capable of doing magic anymore, and they just think you can't even zip up a little pig costume.
That seems like a personal anecdote I missed.
At the risk of being ageist, and I know that's not a great way to start a comment, if you have lived a long time, but you've been asleep for most of that time, you haven't really accumulated the wisdom of your age. Is that fair to say?
More than fair. In fact, I'm not all that bright.
Oh, I appreciate that. By the way, my name is Arnie Niekamp. I'm from another world. These are my co-hosts.
I am Usador the Blue.
And I'm Chant. Very nice to meet you.
Oh, pleasure to meet you. I'm Sendor Mailmanman.
Okay.
Sendor Mailmanman.
Sendor Mailmanman.
And we come from a long line of, as you would have guessed, ice cream men. And it's been in the family for years, and I changed all that as I took a different profession. And also, I'm the one at the courier shop where the mail comes to and fro. If you have, let's say, delivered a piece of mail and the address was wrong on it, it comes to me. You return it to Sendor.
Ah, that makes sense. Your name, Arnie, doesn't it remind you of some of our friends from Strong Guy Island?
Yeah, Arnie, a lot of people with characteristics and then it ends in man or men.
Oh, yeah, like strong man and weak man.
Mm-hmm. Weak guy.
Weak guy, yeah. I remember so much about this world.
Oh, what else do you remember?
Well,
yeah, there was a well. That's right.
Sendor, yes. Hold on a second. We have to ask Arnie some questions.
Fair enough.
There are dragons and magic. And
check.
I love you. Kate. I love you both. You're my best buds. That's what I remember about this world.
Love you, buddy.
I know this was a private conversation with you, but if you don't mind,
Oh, come on in here, Sendor. Yeah, let's do a group hug, including everybody.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to exclude you there. Oh,
there again. Aww. Let me get in there. Ooh.
Ooh.
And a few pigs found their way into the hug.
Ooh, they are really frisky.
Yeah. So, Sendor, it sounds like your entire family, the mailmen men, the mailmen men's?
Mailmen men, yes. Yes, we are Jewish.
Oh, good.
And was that your next question?
No, but how?
No. It could be perceived to be offensive if you didn't ask or if you did.
Yeah,
frankly,
I know.
From
it's
my position.
Kind of a lose-lose. Did you? So your family was all ice cream men?
That's right.
And you decided, no, I want to be a man.
I rebelled against it as the son of many ice cream men do. Mm-hmm. That's a very classic tale. And I found my way into a profession which I felt I had a certain calling for.
Oh. Where does your passion for mail come from?
Well, when I was very young, I often would receive mail. And I thought, this is really resonating with me. And I tried to find out if there were others like me out there, but we lived on a very long street with one house on it, so I had no way of verifying this information. And so, as far as I knew, for a very long time, I was one of the only ones receiving mail.
Sure.
Now, I got into the business and obviously found out that because it is such a profitable business, there were going to be other people that were receiving mail. And I was happy to be the one to deliver it to them. In fact, if I have my sack here, I have mail for all of you.
What? Whoa. I love getting mail.
I'm a bit of a mail simp.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Did I say that right? Mail simp.
Well, I hope there's a community for you all.
Thank you.
Now, again, mind you, I have slept through some of the past many years, so a lot of these will be old mail for you.
Sure.
Okay.
So,
that's all right.
Apologies in advance about that. Arnie, I have some mail for you here. Oh, you've received many, many periodicals over the years. With many, many pictures in them.
Oh, good.
Of various girls.
Okay. Women, I hope.
And I would say, I'm just leafing through here, their behavior is on the wild side.
Okay. Do you usually, look through it, the mail, as you're handing it over?
If it's not sealed, technically, legally, I'm allowed to. And if it is sealed, there's a more or less an understanding that I can, yes.
Speaking of legal, Arnie, look at this periodical, barely 45.
Well, to be clear, I did subscribe to that when I was barely 45 a few years ago.
Oh, barely 45 magazines, pretty hot.
You have a lot of them here. And again, they're all addressed to you, so you can't claim otherwise.
Sure, yeah. It's true.
I suppose it's possible that one of your friends played a joke on you, right, and subscribed you to these magazines, Arnold?
Let's go through some of these other ones. Concerned Women Sitting Down. Mm-hmm. What else here? Mm-hmm. Just One Drink Before Bed. Women. Okay. All right. Yeah, there are girls going wild, I would say, on this one.
Yeah, those are the wenches gone drenched.
Mm-hmm. Arnie, drenched wenches?
Mm-hmm.
There's actually some pretty good centerfolds in here. Okay, anybody else see any magazines or just me? Anybody else? Nope. Okay.
Well, you have them all kind of clutched so close to you.
Trying to look.
Guys. Ooh, oh boy. Don't say hog them. All the pigs just away.
Oh, we got a real. Yeah.
They're all getting real a little stink eye upset. From that. Okay.
Don't say stink either.
Ooh, did you say stink sty?
No, of course not. No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
So, Sendor, was there any mail for Chun Usador?
Well, let me see here. Oh, yes. It seems to be... Oh. Now, it seems, Usador, you were eligible here. Oh, to be on a jury of your peers.
Oh, how exciting. Ooh,
nice. This is from 12 years ago.
Oh. Oh, I probably should have responded 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now, I fear I may be a scofflaw. Now that I have turned my back on my very duty, what can I do to right the wrongs that I didn't right when I was wrong not to go and help right this case?
I don't know, except to go down to the courthouse and explain your case, and maybe you'll be on trial yourself for what you've done.
What? Oh, no. I'll explain that I had a work-related reason to not be there. I'm defending Foon from all forces of evil.
Oh, yes, that's one of the reasons listed here that you can get out of this service.
Oh, okay, good. That's lucky. Yes, when the goddesses demanded that a champion appear, and the bird and the rain and the wind and the fire came together and said, there must be a hero! And then I was born into the world, so, I can't really do jury duty.
I understand. No, Chunt, I see you here. Oh, do you have an aunt?
Oh, yes, I do.
She died 17 years ago.
Oh, no.
And I'm sorry, the funeral was 17 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Damn it.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. No. I'm a bearer of every kind of news, so some of it will be bad, all fairness.
Sendor, can I ask, Usador's sort of jury summons was 12 years ago. My aunt died 17 years ago. It seemed like maybe you had my aunt's death notice for 5 years before you fell asleep. Is that fair to say? Or
It's unfair to say, in so much as I'd fallen asleep multiple times, so it wasn't just the one incident.
I see. My apologies for assuming.
That's right, all right.
You may have been on the way. It's been like, I've got to get this to Chunt. You fell asleep for another 5 years. You picked up a little more mail, and then you came on your way here. You fell asleep again.
It's true. I never know when it's going to
Oh, shit.
I think we lost him.
Oh. How long was I out for?
Just a few seconds.
I thought we were going to play a joke.
Guys, we got to get our story straight.
Either a few seconds or 10 years.
Do you know, is there, a specific range? Is it always for a long time, or is it sometimes very short?
I thought that it was always for a very long time. So whenever it comes,
Oh, it sounded like he was going to sneeze, and then they fell asleep.
Whoa! So sometimes I don't know, but each one feels the same. It is the same year, right? I'm with you, gentlemen and badgers. It's the same people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I could also see where, Sendor, you're in such a deep sleep that, for several years, that if your mailbag is still with you, people might just slip mail in the bag, and you could accumulate more mail while you're sleeping that way. So, again, my apologies for assuming that you, were sort of shirking your duties.
Well, I certainly was shirking them. But also, thank you for an apology. Yes, I'm trying to make up for lost time and deliver these things. The worst are newspapers in that the news in them has, by definition, just not aged well.
Yeah,
but that's very true. I have to get them out, and I've got headlines that don't make any sense to me.
And newspapers are always famously delivered by male people here in Funani.
Absolutely. That's probably the main thing we deliver. Most mailmen are known to go extra, extra.
Yes. We had a system for a short time where they hired young boys to go around on carts and throw papers around, but they were all devoured by wolves.
Oh, yes. I recall this very, very well. Now, speaking of carts, I am seeing here a tragic headline this seems to be nearly 40 years ago. The Challenger cart has exploded.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that was the cart with a teacher on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's terrible.
It is old, but it's still, I still feel sad.
Yeah. The cart just exploded?
It's unclear. It says on upon launch of the cart, I assume on its daily route, it exploded.
Oh,
whoa.
I think they looked into it and some of the planks on the side of the cart were loose. Oh. And it caused the whole thing to catch, a flame.
Well, hopefully, tragedy. There weren't lots of children from all over the town watching the cart when this happened.
Arnie, you're going to feel very silly for saying that. As I'm reading the story, that was exclusively the audience for this cart's venture.
Fuck. Why don't we take a break? Let's take a quick break, cleanse the palate of this terrible news, and we'll be right back with more Sundor.
Sundor, I've been leafing through some of these magazines that you delivered to me, like this one, Approachably Naughty Ladies. And I've noticed that someone, I don't know if it's you, has kind of scribbled lots of notes in the margins. Things like Sendor likes, and Sendor's favorite, and more of this for Sendor, please.
Now, doesn't that just scream the actions of someone trying to frame Sendor? If it were to be me doing it, wouldn't I just circle it or put a red dot on the one that I liked instead of so brazenly incriminating myself?
It is true that if it were you, you wouldn't have to say your own name almost every time.
That being said, you are dead on, and that's what I have done here. I do tend to sign my work, as it were.
I see.
And as you'll see, Sendor, like, yes, that's on the rating, on the scale of things, that's around like a 3 or a 4. But you're going to see as you leaf further, you'll find Sendor Hubba Hubba.
Oh, yeah.
Sendor So Horny.
I see a lot of sort of circled areas that say insert male here. I don't want to say where, but...
Well, that says seemingly. That's M-A-L-E.
Yeah, so, I was going to say.
So I don't know if that's clear or not.
Uh-huh. And then it says in parentheses after male Sendor. Okay, okay, this all makes sense. All makes sense.
A lot of it's to remind myself, as if I have, fallen asleep recently and wake up a little groggy, I'd love to remember.
Okay, so, and this isn't going to mean anything to you because you don't have this in this world. So it sounds like before you go to sleep, memento style, you need to write on a magazine all your thoughts about each page in case when you wake up you don't remember if it made you horny or if you liked it.
Oh, Arnie, you told us about mementos. It's where someone sits down on a wet painted bench and it puts stripes on their suit, and so they roll around the whole bench to put stripes all over the suit, and then they move a Volkswagen to get the parking spot. Is that mementos?
Yes, but also, you know it's from a different country, but you just don't know which one.
Sounds wonderful.
Sendor, I have to know, since you're falling asleep while you're trying to deliver all this mail, do you still stay in touch with your ice cream family?
Sadly, no. When I ventured out on my own, I knew there'd be a chance that I would be going at it and living a solo adventure life, which is how it's been. They shunned me from the family when I took on this new profession.
Oh, that's terrible. I can imagine a young Sendor sitting alone in a house at the end of a street where there are no other houses, your family trudging home, covered in chocolate chip cookie dough and fudge chunks as they return from the ice cream mines, and your sad face as you thought, someday I'll have to go into those mines. But you've set yourself free, so you should celebrate. And perhaps, if you go back to them now, they'll see that you've become the person you truly wanted to be.
I never thought of it that way. I've mostly thought about it in terms of revenge.
Okay. That's another angle.
And if I ever found them, what'd I do? But, you know, I like your angle as well. Uh-huh. All I've been doing is withholding mail from them. Important mail.
Smart. Oh, no. Smart.
But I should be celebrating. I should celebrate my independence and the life I've made for myself, albeit a half-assed job of it that I'm doing.
Not to be morbid, but your family is probably dead. I mean, working in the ice cream mines is a tough life. They probably got mint lung or something like that.
It's true. As many do. I hadn't thought that I might never see them again. They may be gone. I feel sad that my plan for vengeance will probably never come to fruition.
Well, should we open their mail then?
Yes, that's great.
All right, well, this is fun.
Well, here's another old periodical, a headline. Ooh, a knight escaped on a white Bronco. There was a chase that ensued.
Uh-huh.
It seems by the local authorities, this man was wanted for murder.
Can I just say something? If you're going to commit a murder, a white Bronco, those are so rare. You know, take up, you know, a brown stallion or, you know, any sort of just regular mare, but a white Bronco is so specific and so noticeable.
Poor Pinto.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember this story, and they never should have let him try on that gauntlet.
Agreed. It gave away the whole game.
Strap.
Okay, let's see about my family's mail here.
Oh, exciting.
Okay. Oh. To head of household.
Would that be considered your
mother? Or who is the head of the household?
Well, take a guess and see if it's offensively right or wrong.
Oh boy.
A giant head?
Your grandmother.
I'm going to guess like a parrot. I'm going to guess it's maybe a parrot.
All great, not quite offensive guesses. The head of household was my father. I know you all wanted to guess that, but...
I mean, I was thinking it, but I didn't want to seem, so regressive in my thoughts.
I understand. Well, it looks as though there's plenty of bills here, but my father's mess... Oh, this letter to my father. Missing you greatly. That's a great start.
Yeah.
Mm. Aww.
Our nights together were wonderful.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I missed you long, as I know that your wife can never know about us.
This could be like spam mail. This could be like, you know, just a way to draw someone in and then there's a coupon or something. Keep reading. Sure.
Sendor must never know
that
I am his mother.
That seems pretty specific.
That's quite a switcheroo.
See you next month at our usual meeting spot, which I don't need to dictate here, as you already know where it is. And love to my boy.
Sendor, I'm so sorry to imagine all those years your mother thought that she brought you to term and gave birth to you, when in truth someone else did that, and she didn't do it at all.
She never knew that she wasn't my mother.
Oh, and you wish she had, just for revenge sake, or?
Well, the revenge plan is just ruined. It's all forms of this plan are falling apart before my eyes.
Now that you know your mother is someone else, maybe she's still alive somewhere.
Perhaps.
And you could get revenge on her.
Yeah.
Well, revenge is revenge, so I suppose. If it's done at all, there must be some satisfaction to it.
I never thought about it. Revenge is revenge.
It is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Look, when you're feeling bad, sometimes you just got to get some revenge on someone so you can feel better about yourself and you can know you've ruined something for someone else. It's revenge. It's the perfect cure-all.
Yeah, and who knows, your mom could be like a... some sort of magical creature, like a narcoleprecon or something. Like
That's right.
A sort of sleeping magical creature.
That's right. I would explain so many things about my upbringing and why I am the way I am. I like all of these. At Usador, that was wonderful. Have you ever worked on an ad campaign for revenge?
Well, I told Larry I would love to, but he just didn't seem interested in an ad campaign for revenge, and he couldn't get a client to buy it.
Yeah, and Pete was trying to undermine you the whole time, right?
I always hated Pete.
Ugh.
You didn't even know who he was.
But I may not know who Pete was, but perhaps I can find out who your mother is. Much like our compass spell, it's going to help us find a powerful weapon. I am going to cast a compass spell on you that will help you find your mother. Your true mother.
Oh, I would be ever so thankful to you.
Great, because I was going to do it even if you didn't want me to.
Well, oh, also, great. Isn't there like a return address on the envelope? I mean,
oh yeah, we should look at that first.
Oh, let's see here. This could be the clue. Return to sender. Nope, that won't help us much. No.
All right. Here. Let me get out my crystal ball. Let me get out some spell components. We're gonna do this one right, boys. All right, now. Here, put your hands around the crystal ball, Sendor.
All right. Get pigs, get out of there.
Get out of here. Put your hands around the crystal ball and concentrate. Right. Think about your mother. Think about the letter you just read.
Oh, he's asleep.
Okay. Oh, I'll catch it. Ah, woo, close one. He threw that ball right in the air when he woke up.
Yeah, that was scary. Thank you, Chant. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Sendor, do you always wake up so violently?
I have never woken up any other way, so I have nothing to compare it to.
Oh. Do you dream?
As a boy, I never dream.
Oh. You learned you never dream, or you learned to never dream?
Learned to never dream.
Oh. Oh.
Your dreams won't come true, my mother said at the time, so why dream at all? And I was able to work that into my actual dreams, so I never dream.
Wow.
But sorry, I you had a crystal ball for me, I needlessly nodded off.
It's all right. Put your hands on the crystal ball. Concentrate on your mother, the letter you just read. Eroth, Turoth, Koroth, Turoth, Ernoth, Entoth, Artoth, Arsendor, Sendra, Sinda. Okay, now, look around the bar. Do you see anyone who you think's your mom?
That's it.
Well, there's several. I suppose I'd like to be my mom.
Well, no. Do you feel drawn in a particular direction? Do you feel like maybe there's somebody around here, or maybe you're like, I can feel they're in the east from here.
Yes. I'm feeling strong sensations coming from the northwest corner of this tavern.
Oh, right here in the tavern. What were the odds?
I need to sober up. Can I have just a hot trophy?
Hot trophies for all. Yes, very indeed.
Okay.
Now, Arnie, get the recording equipment.
Yeah.
Grab the troughs.
Okay.
As subtly as you can, and carry these troughs over to the corner.
Okay.
We're going to stand a couple feet behind you. Okay. We're your support system. Sendor, we're here if you need us.
All right.
Did you need something?
Yes, I suppose I should close my tab. I'll be moving on from this tavern shortly. I didn't catch your name.
My name is Sandra.
Sandra?
Yes.
Well, allow me to introduce myself, although you can see clearly on my name tag here. My name is Sendor. You look so familiar. There's something about you. Are you in barely 45?
You have to make ends meet sometimes.
That's all right. I understand. I myself carved my own path away from the fold.
Arnie, put down Ends Meet magazine. Something's happening over there.
What? Oh, sorry.
I'm just going to take a wild stab in the dark here, Sandra. I've got to ask you something. I hope you don't find it forward, especially since I've seen you nude. But are you my mother?
Yes, damn it, yes. I thought it was you when you came in, and I thought, it's not possible. It's been so long. It's been over 100 years. You...
Wake up!
Sorry, how long was it?
Six years? Just a few seconds. Just a few seconds this time.
One of the short ones, good.
Chunt.
Yeah.
This magazine, it's spelled M-E-A-T-S, Ends Meet.
What?
Why won't you tell me?
Why are you just talking to Chunt?
This is our thing.
This is like a Chunt thing.
Sendor, I had an affair with your father years ago. I got pregnant. I gave birth to you. And then I tricked your mom into thinking she had been pregnant for 9 months.
How could you? I've thought she was my mother my whole life, and she's a big part of my revenge plan.
I'm so sorry. They've been dead for decades.
I have to admit, I did assume that with the time passage.
Yeah.
But you're still here.
Well, I fall asleep for long periods of time, but I don't age when I'm asleep, so that's why I'm still barely 45.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
And, again, you are my mother, but the knockers, just sensational.
Aww.
I mean, I think it's okay to say that, you know, even just objectively, they're just great.
I'm really keeping it tight.
Arnie, should we step in?
I'm not sure. I'm a little concerned.
Why can't I step in? I want to be part of it, too.
This does not involve you.
Fine.
John, I'm just a little concerned that Usador did this spell, and his mother just happens to be in the same bar?
Yeah, this seems like a setup or something. He might be in danger. Sindor might be in danger.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think you have anything to worry about, Sindor. There's no possible way that I was sent here by the mail service to murder you.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Why did I even say that?
It's good to rule out, I guess, all bad possibilities. So
yeah,
it's just, yeah, start naming them. That's fine.
Junt, did you hear that? It's spelled M-E-A-T.
Yes, I heard you.
I heard it too.
Usador, fuck off.
Well, I suppose now that we've been reunited, I should invite you back to my house for dinner this evening. We're having soup.
Really?
Yes. It's so much easier to dissolve things in soup, don't you think?
I've thought that for years.
Yeah, you can hide basically anything in soup.
Well, I've always been drawn to soup as I found my parents, who I thought were my parents. When ice cream melted, it became soup, and I always kind of delighted in the fact that their ice cream had melted.
Before we go back to my house, though, I have to admit something to you. The man who you thought was your father, he wasn't your father. I've been having an affair with him, but really I got pregnant by someone else. Then I convinced your father that he was the father. Then I convinced your mother that she was the mother.
Well, the man that I thought was my father is not my father. Who
no.
is?
It's embarrassing to say, but it's the Duke of Gumbelspit.
Oh, my God. We're royalty?
Well, you're the bastard son of a duke.
Son? Still son?
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I guess you could go, like, cause some trouble. He's been dead for a while, though, too. Wow. His like, legitimate heirs took over. They probably wouldn't remember me or...
Oh. Oh, Sandra!
What?
You were only out for a few seconds.
Oh, good. Oh, thank goodness. Sometimes I fall asleep and I can't poison the person I was planning to poison.
Hey, Arnie?
Yeah?
Do you notice how Sindor and his mom, they keep falling asleep, but it's always just for a few seconds.
Like, I know.
You would think it would be like a few seconds, then a few years, then a few months, then weeks, then it feels like they're just tired.
Did you not also, notice I'm how quickly they're waking up?
Usador, we're trying to have a conversation.
Off, man, fuck off.
John, is it possible that he just thinks he's been sleeping for hundreds of years at a time and he's just sleeping for a couple seconds at a time?
Could be it. A lot of power naps, maybe.
Yeah. But also, something seems very suspicious about this mom. Like, she seems to have some kind of ulterior motives. Now, it's possible. It's just because she's still adjusting to being 45. But I don't know. There just seems to be something off about her.
Yeah, soup is more of like a appetizer than an entree.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, I agree with you about the poisoning part of soup. So I'd be delighted to go back and eat with you.
Yeah, well, that's... Why, I'm off my shift now, so why don't we just go right now?
So should I close my tab or just, is it covered? Would you be comfortable covering that?
Yeah, oh yeah, I'll cover it, no problem. It's the least I could do for my little boy.
Thank you. Mom, would you want to have a group hug to just you and me?
Yeah. Oh, a group of two.
Oh, all those pigs are running up to join in, but the mom's kicking them away.
Get out of here.
Excuse me.
Sendor, could we talk to you for just a moment?
Yeah, I'm about to go off with my mom.
Yeah, which is great. We're just checking in, like, just a lot of stuff has been thrown at you in the last few minutes. Are you doing okay?
I'm doing great. Everything is making sense now. It seems like I've got a path forward. I know sometimes people aren't sure where they're headed, you know? I don't know if you would relate to this at all, but I felt a little bit adrift lately, and it seems as though things are clicking into place and making sense, and my path seems clearer than it ever has before.
Okay, that's good.
It seems a little suspicious, but if you seem okay with it, then great, that's okay.
Oh, I seem okay with it, all right.
And we just met you, so if you go off and get murdered in soup, I suppose it's not the hugest deal for us?
Well, now you've said that about soup and murder as well. It's just an option of how people die. I guess it is one.
I'm going to be honest. I'm only saying it because she said it, but it really stuck out to me that she uses soup to poison and murder people.
I hadn't thought about that till right now.
Is it possible, Sendor, if this is your mom, and I'm not even sure if she's really your mom, is it possible that you've gotten her thirst for revenge genetically?
It certainly is possible. Things are making sense.
Oh, she's clapping for something. Did a pig do something?
Well. Little Arnie Niekamp, you figured it all out.
How does she know your name?
I'm not that little.
I've been watching and serving you troughs of drinks, waiting for Sendor to arrive here. And now that you've figured out my plan to poison my son with soup, I'm going to poison you all with soup. Soup will be knives, and you won't drink it. I'll just shove the knives right in you.
That's not soup.
I think she's just drunk.
Yeah, Lila, knives aren't soup.
Yeah, I know knives aren't soup. I'm just saying that in this instance, help me out here, Sendor. It's a metaphor where the soup is knives, and instead of the knives being drunk in you, I put the soup in you, but the soups are knives.
You were trying to murder me. I know that now, Mom. I won't be helping you out anymore. I'm going to take this knife from you right now.
What?
Sendor Tyrannus!
I have to confess something to you, Sendor. I wasn't ever really your mother.
Oh God. Well, okay.
That makes sense.
I inherited so much from you.
The people who publish all these pornographic magazines, they're furious at you for not delivering to them.
Oh no.
The pornographic magazine industry's basically ended. That you can't find them anywhere anymore.
Oh, shit.
And now
that's horrible.
Yeah, I know. They sent me here to kill you, and I was happy to do it because I loved showing off my magnificent breasts.
Hey, let's all agree. Different final words, right? Mm-hmm. Let's all agree. If we're asked, there was different final words.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, but also, is she sleeping or is she dead?
I'm not getting a pulse, but I'm just looking at her.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll keep searching for signs of life, and we'll be right back. Oh, boy.
So, Sendor, this kind of... A lot happened, and there's a dead woman here.
Will I be blamed for this?
I mean, you did stab her. You did stab her.
I did stab her.
I mean, she said she was going to poison you, but you did stab her. I'm less familiar with exactly how all Foon justice works.
I will say, and I hate to do this, but when you said sick Sendor Tyrannus, there was a pig in the balcony up there that jumped off and broke its leg. I feel like the other pig's going to kill him anyway. We might as well put the blame on him? Is that crazy?
Yes. It's a great idea. We've escaped pig in our midst. It's a great idea. And you would do that for me?
I think so. If everyone's on board, I don't want to be the only one lying here. No one else? Okay.
I just don't want to be culpable.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
Oh, now you need me to be part of this?
Cusador, come over.
Come on.
All right, what is it you'd like me to do?
I never thought I'd say this sentence again. We're thinking of framing the dead mom on a pig?
Ah, I see. Well, as the greatest lawyer in all of Foon, I can tell you that a scape pig is the one true and certain way to get out of a murder rap. And I would gladly stand by you, Sendor, since it was my spell that misdirected you, not to your mother, but just to a very attractive older lady who wanted to murder you.
That's incredibly sweet of everyone. Thank you so much for sticking by me in this.
Yeah, we just met you, but you seem like an okay guy.
I'm happy in general, yeah. Remember when there was a time when they said that male people would go postal and they would get very sure. violent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
I would love to do that, but I can't. I'm too happy.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Well, you did just stab that woman to death.
It's the happy guy who loves revenge.
Yes, that's right. And I did stab her, so I suppose I got some sort of revenge out of all of this. And after all, revenge is revenge.
Revenge is revenge.
Don't forget. That's what it is that. And remind yourself if you have to.
I shall. Sendor, I'm glad that we could send you off with such a happy ending, with all your loose ends tied up. Even though you don't know what happened to your family, you're still going to fall asleep for years at a time and failing to deliver the mail. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this is the happiest of all possible endings.
And I noticed on this letter about Chunt's aunt dying, you wrote, Sendor likes?
Oh, that should have been Sendor so horny. Sorry.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, like she shouldn't have included a picture.
Oh, wait, Arnie, I'm flipping through, this issue of Drenched Wenches. And there's a magazine here called Hidden Magical Items Monthly?
What? This is addressed to Usador?
Oh, I guess my spell took the form of a magazine. That's very good.
Arnie.
Yeah.
Chunt.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I answered for you, Chunt.
No, it's okay. Yeah.
Let's take it again. Arnie. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Chunt.
Fuck, it's hard now. Yeah, we're both like,
yeah, sorry.
All right.
From the top. Blah, 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 blah.
Arnie.
Yes?
Chunt.
Shit.
Fuck.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Right. I shouldn't be part of this. Yeah. That's all right.
One more time.
Sendor.
Yes?
Arnie.
Yeah?
Chunt. Chunt.
Oh, he fell asleep.
Yeah, sorry.
I know where the magical weapon we need is. Wow, isn't that exciting?
Where? Wait, are you saying, and I'm just going to try to hype you up a little bit here, you're saying a magical weapon we need to defeat the wizards in the wizard war?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's probably why that mother spell didn't work, because this spell was so powerful it overwhelmed it.
Usador, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but that mother spell didn't work in such a weird way. Like, it didn't work, but it also did... Like, did it magically conjure up a woman that wanted to kill Sendor? Like, I don't even understand how that happened.
Well, we'll never know. But what I do know is this. We must return to Hog's Face!
Why?
That's where the... I should have... Okay, that was my fault. I didn't clarify. Yeah.
Sorry, it's just the way you said things. Yeah. It's like if you went to go see, like, healer, and the healer's like, you've been diagnosed...
Right,
and then the healer's like, "Are you going to ask with what?" And it's like, "Well, I'm kind of assuming you're going to tell me. It seems important."
I have Let me try it again.
Okay.
Okay. Sendor.
Yes.
Chunt.
Yeah.
Arnie. The magical weapon we need is back in Hog's Face. We have to go.
That's so interesting.
Thank you. We have to go back. To Hog's Face!
Let's go back to Hog's Face.
Let's go back to Hog's Face 2.
That's my favorite one.
Your favorite one?
Yep.
Wow, so interesting!
Revenge is revenge. Are we still doing the daily t-shirts? No? Tragic. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Sendor Mailmanman was played by special guest John Hartman. John plays Nigel Jessam on the CBS sitcom Ghosts. And boy, does he want you to know about it. Good luck squeezing in any updates about your own life between stories about being a part, however small and rarely featured on the promotional materials, of Ghosts. Last week, John was 45 minutes late to brunch and finally arrived saying, "So sorry, I was just reflecting on my backstage antics with people like Richie Moriarty and Danielle Pinnock, who never seemed to mention John on any of their socials." Anyway, good for him. Watch all four seasons of Ghosts on Paramount Plus. And if you're in Los Angeles, see John perform regularly at the UCB Theater with the musical improv shows Baby Wants Candy and Shamilton. And when you find yourself quietly praying for someone to edit him, well, just know that you and I would be friends. Finally, some good news. Hello from the Magic Tavern is taking the next 2 weeks off for a little summer break, because this summer exoskeleton is ready to be unveiled at the pool. For the next two Mondays, a formerly paywalled Patreon episode will be unlocked and added to the main feed, so you can get a free taste of whatever's going on over there. Then we'll be back with new episodes starting Monday, July 14th. Speaking of the Patreon, Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by the supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus, More Teeny Tavern, a small talk show hosted by Momo the Mouse.
Sorry, your walnuts are ready? It seems like you store conjured some walnuts.
Yeah, I just did one of the silent ones.
Well, thank you, Usador. Everybody, you might want to close your eyes, shield your eyes.
Let me give you a mosquito drum roll.
Thank you.
Seven walnuts crushed into oblivion. They're dust.
Wow.
In between your butt cheeks. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah.
That was quite impressive. Follow-up question. Those are your butt cheeks?
Right.
Okay.
They're down here.
They're down there. Chun, where were you looking? Where were you looking?
I'm looking at his eyes.
I was looking at Momo's breasts. I mean...
Oh.
I was looking at my tiny socks. Today's episode is sponsored by Tiny Socks.
They're so cute.
Currently affiliated with Tiny Pants. For now.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. That's it for now. See you right back here in 3 weeks.